Hey everybody, this is Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them right here in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Grand Center area, in the Dot Zach building. Go over, check it out, come by and visit them. You can go by or visit online, shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to follow along with Music Record Shop on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're giving away tickets and records and all kinds of fun stuff throughout the day. So get involved, shop local, support local business. They got a lot of cool stuff going on. So you can also reach out if you have a local band you want to get your records on the shelf over there. Reach out and see how you can make that happen. Again, musicrecordshop.com. Very excited to welcome Dynamic Screen Printing to the show. These guys have been just crushing it lately. They've been making shirts for all your favorites around town, including the brand new Rock Paper Podcast shirt. So I'm a proud customer. These guys have become great friends of mine, and I'm super happy that they're a part of this show now. This is very exciting stuff. So check out Dynamic Screen Printing on Facebook. Feel free to email them any of your ideas at dynamicscreenprintingstl@gmail.com. And if you mention the show, 10% off your first order. So that's very exciting, very cool stuff. And get involved. Like I said, they're doing really great stuff. If you thinking about making some shirts for your band or next event or whatever it might be, whatever you need screen printed, feel free to reach out to Dynamic Screen Printing. This episode of Rock Paper Podcast is brought to you by Gigabit Rocks. Check it all out at gigabitrocks.com. They're one of the best online tools for meeting artists regionally and nationwide, and they want to help you plan your next tour. It's essentially a great tool for networking and linking up with artists all over the country, and then they can help you pack your next show in their city. So reach out on gigabitrocks.com. Check them all out on your social media, your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And whether you want a gigabit more or a gigabit less, one thing's for sure, Gigabit Rocks.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey guys, it's Jenny Teeter, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from Columbia, Missouri today. Took a little road trip up to Columbia to hang out with Jenny Teeter. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
This is very cool, very exciting. I've known of you for a little while now. I think we met briefly. It was kind of a wild night, but we met at a Broadway Oyster Bar on your last bash before Nash.
Oh my gosh, I forgot. Yes, that's true. Okay, I was wondering what, because I knew I met you. I just didn't remember where.
So
okay,
that, what was that, like May or something?
That was in May. Yeah, and then, that was our last.
So yeah, we kind of met, but you had a lot of friends and family in the house that night, so we didn't really get to talk then. And, I enjoyed the set. And you had the Fevers there with you that night, and then Has It to Your Booty also.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, they're going to be on the show like next week, so I'm very excited to hang with them.
Nice. Those guys are awesome. Yeah. I love them.
Yeah. We talked about you on the show with Al, promoting your big party at Del Mar Hall. So this is cool to finally get to actually talk to you now, and what you've been up to. But like I said, we are up here in Columbia. You've been spending quite a bit of your time up here, besides now living in Nashville and stuff. But did you grow up here, or was it a...
I'm actually from St. Louis.
From St. Louis?
I was born in North Dakota, but I was raised in St. Louis. And then I came to Columbia, Missouri for school.
Yeah.
I went to University of Missouri. So, so I've been here in Columbia for the last 6 years, and then I just recently made the move to Nashville back in June of this year. So.
Very cool.
Yep.
How's that going? Everything you
wanted to be?
Yes. Yeah, everything and more. Mm-hmm. It's been amazing. I've always loved that city, especially musically. I mean, that's like that's definitely one of the places to be for music. But music aside, like Tennessee is beautiful.
Sure.
It is so pretty. And I guess I'd never realized that until I finally moved there and drove everywhere. But it's just, there's always something fun going on, whether it's music or not. Definitely, there's a lot of music going on there. But people are so nice. It's just like there's good food. It's just, it's got everything that I want there and more. And definitely the, you know, cohort of songwriters.
Sure.
So, and music. So, no, it's been awesome.
Yeah. I always think of like, I'm sure you've seen Dumb and Dumber, right?
Yes.
Yeah, where that whole thing where they go to the diner and they're like mingle with these laid back country folk and stuff. And like, I just always think of that kind of scene and like, but that's, I mean, that's how it is. People are just real nice around there. And
very nice. So. And it's not all country anymore. Like,
sure.
It's become a melting pot, is awesome.
Yeah, the music is crazy all down there.
Yeah. They said, I think the latest number was like 120 people are moving there per day. So, and I'm definitely part of that. But, I mean, so many people are moving there, and there's so many structures going up and housing because so many people are moving there. So,
yeah.
It's awesome. It's a booming city.
For sure.
Yeah.
So you've been down there for a few months now.
Yep.
Yeah.
June, July.
Well, over 3 months.
So.
But you're coming back home. You're here. You got a big party Thursday night. Well, that's why we're here talking today. We want to get everybody excited about this. You're over at the Industry Thursday, the 28th, 7:00. And
yes.
This is kind of the big kind of homecoming thing. You know, coming back home after a couple months. And
yeah. This is my first show back since Nashville. Or since I moved to Nashville. So I'm really excited to get on stage because I've only been there for about 3 months, but I've done some like songwriting nights, but I'm like, I've been itching to get to play a show and get on stage and, you know, get up there. So it'll be fun. I've got special guests joining me. Zach Harrison, he's been playing with me for a while. He's a former guitar player of the Fevers. So he'll be playing guitar. Leighton Dennis is going to play cajon. And then I've got Lou Nevins, who's going to play bass on some stuff. And then, of course, the Bernie Sisters.
Yeah.
I've never sang or played with them. So this is definitely a first experience for all of us. And they've been so supportive to me throughout this whole journey. So they're awesome people. So I'm really excited to have them sing with me on a couple songs. So
yeah, I just heard about them the other day. I had Will Salisbury on the show from Money for Guns. And he played a show with them. River Festival, Rock and Roll River Festival.
Yeah,
so
they're killing it right now.
Yeah.
they're doing really well. I mean, they wanted to pursue music and they're going for it.
Yeah.
So it's like
very cool,
girl. Yes.
Right.
So yeah, they're awesome. So I'm really excited for this Thursday.
Yeah,
I'm here all week, but it's a good week because I mean, Sylvanesso just played last night, so I had to come back and see them, and then the show, and then Roots and Blues is this weekend. So it's a solid week.
Yeah. Is he going there too?
Yeah. I'm actually going to be bartending Friday and Saturday night so I can make some money while I'm out here.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's so fun. Like I've bartended in the past and you stay busy and you make money, but you can also be at the festival and see it. So while you're there, it's just a cool experience all around. So Sunday I'll be off to kind of enjoy it. So
nice.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Stacked lineup of some of my favorites and stuff, but Gary Clark Jr., that's a guy,
yes.
Like, I'm a huge fan. And,
yes.
And he just put out the cover of Come Together. Have you heard that yet?
No.
So good.
Oh.
Like, you got to check that out. It's it's
going to
be on, It's going to be on the Justice League soundtrack. That's what it is.
Okay.
So
that's cool.
I'm guessing he was... So I don't know how the rest of that soundtrack, if it's all covers or whatever, but I'm guessing he was probably approached to cover the song. And
so good.
But yeah, he does his own thing on it, and it sounds real nice. So if you haven't checked that out, do that, because Gary Clark's the man.
Yes, he is.
And he's one of those guys, I met him backstage, you know, after the show, behind the pageant, and I got to, you know, like, he's just as cool as you would imagine. Like,
you,
one of the most genuine guys, like... And that's always cool for me, too, when I get to meet somebody like that that I really admire, and they happen to be super cool too, like, makes me like him even more.
So. I know. Yeah, for sure.
So he's one of those guys, and like, he was, I was like there's this, like, somebody had their cell phone or whatever, and they're like, hey, say hi to my sister or whatever it was, and he's like, hey, what's up, this is Gary Clark Jr., you know, and like, and
that's awesome.
And he's sitting there talking to him for a bit, and then he's like, okay, well, I gotta go, you know, I got this, what it's like,
right?
And everybody else are like, I don't want to talk to your sister, you know, but he, but he's, you know, he don't care, he's cool,
going with the flow, that's right. Awesome, good for him. Well,
anyway, this is how the show works a lot. There's all kinds of tangents. And,
that's just me.
That happens. But, so you've been down in Nashville. You've been writing a lot.
Yes.
We're preparing for some recordings and, doing some fun stuff. You wanted to share a song today that you had just recently co-wrote.
Yes.
Is that something you've been doing a lot of down there? A lot of co-writes?
Yes. Oh my gosh. So... it's literally, there's like 60 plus thousand songwriters in that town. So co-writing is a huge thing there. Even just using the term was kind of like weird and new to me because, I mean, people co-write all the time, but they don't, there's like, hey, well, let's get together and like practice or write a song. But like, it's like a term there, like, hey, I've got a co-write today. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a co-write with this person, blah, blah, blah. So it was just like more kind of a formal way of like getting together, but it's also just a huge thing there. People co-write all the time, and I love it. I've never co-written as much as I have since I moved there. And it's just a really good learning experience. You get to see other people's writing styles, and you're learning as well, because it's like, oh, well, he did that there. Why did he put this word there? I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And it's really, it's refreshing to just like get together, jam, and hopefully a song will come out of it. It's just, it's so fun. I could do that every day.
Sure.
If I could, it's just like all day, every day, just like write, get together with people and jam and record. That would be awesome. But yeah. There are other obligations you have to do in life. So, I've been co-writing a lot, and just like everyone is so willing to collaborate and help other people out, because we're all there for the mostly for the same reason, is to create music, you know? And so the collaboration level there is just like so high. And I started to do that, before the move in Columbia, and started to just do like kind of a collaborative series of videos, like covers here. And I knew so many people in the music scene here in Columbia, but never played with them. So I'm like, okay, I want you. And I was like, let's do this song and come together, learn the song. Let's show up, do the video, have some fun, and play the song. And so that's kind of what I started doing, just kind of like a video series before, because it was so fun. It was just, so once I got to Nashville and saw that that's just like an everyday thing for people, it's like, hey, you want to get together and write? Okay. Sweet. Not just like a rando, but you know, it's just like, if you have similar taste in music, like, it's awesome. And so this girl, so the song that I'll play you is Infatuation. It's a newer song, and I co-wrote that with Sheridan Gates, and she is an artist in Nashville. And I met her through a mutual friend, her producer, Matt Lay. He works at The Tracking Room, which is in Nashville. And they actually, he produced Violet and the Undercurrents album.
All right.
So they kind of set us up. They're like, you guys, you need to meet Matt. Like, he's awesome. He's our producer. He's at The Tracking Room. So Zach actually came out and visited, and we met up with Matt. And it was an awesome studio. Really nice. And he was like, you know, during the session, he was just like, I need to put you in touch with this girl, Sheridan. Like, she's awesome. I feel like you guys would vibe really well, and you could write a song, and it would be just fine. You guys would hit it off. I was like, okay. And he put us in touch, and then we met up, you know, a week later, and like sat there at Starbucks and talked for like 2 hours straight. Like, she was awesome. And we just hit it off.
Yeah.
And then ever since, we've just kind of been hanging out and writing, and we rewrote this song, Infatuation. So it just happens like that all the time. Like, people there are just like, you need to meet this person. I think you would be... It's just, you know, it's like thoughtful. It's like, I don't know, you don't run into that very often, or I haven't, at least. So people there are always thinking like, okay, hey, you should know this person, blah, blah, blah. So it's really cool.
Definitely.
It's awesome. And that's how I've been meeting a lot of the people I have been meeting out there, is just through mutual friends.
Yeah.
Well,
you, like I said, you played Infatuation live acoustic here today.
Yes.
And there is a video, too, on... the Facebook page. You can head over there and watch you play it live with her.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool hearing the harmony kind of
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I think it's an interesting approach, right, in infatuation, because, like, so many people, it's, like, always just, like, straight love song and stuff. And this is kind of, like, this is right before all that. This is, like,
yes,
it's not necessarily a love song. You're just infatuated. So.
Yeah, that's kind of why we just started talking about stuff. And she's, like, I said the word infatuation. She's, like, I really like that word. I was, like, me too. She's, like, I really like that. I was, like, let's write a song about it. I was, like, and then we started going back first, like, I don't know if it's even considered an emotion. I think it's a feeling, because I had to look it up, because I was just like, I just want to get this right. And like being infatuated with something or someone. So it's just like crazy to me. And we just like went back and forth. Like, I mean, everyone goes through it. Like right. Infatuation is just a normal whatever. We all go through it or will go through it at some point in our life. And so we got under that topic. We're like, I think we should write about the actual feeling itself and the phases of infatuation. And it kind of turned into this, like, the first verse talks about, like, the first phase of infatuation. So you're just, like, starting to think about it. And it's just, like, it's in your head. And, like, it kind of, there's no really chorus of the song. It's just, like, a refrain. It goes mm-hmm. back to infatuation. So it kind of, like, lingers, like infatuation does.
Right.
And then the second verse is kind of like, okay, you have that thing. Or someone, whatever it may be, and you're infatuated with them, and you can't let it go. And then it kind of turns into this like whole thing, like you realize in the bridge that okay, now that I've had you, I don't really need you anymore, because infatuation is so short-lived, you know.
Right.
And once you have it, just like that, it's gone. That's mm-hmm. the last lyric, and just like that, it's gone. So it's kind of like a really like I really like how it turned out. It's bluesy, and I'm excited to see what it sounds like with like a full band, because it's just like stripped down right now. But the whole idea of infatuation was just kind of intriguing to me. So I was like, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's write a song about literally infatuation. So it was cool. It was fun. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I just I love that kind of stuff. The fact that, like, even the song is like the definition. You know, it's like it's like, you know, it's kind of cool how people can write that kind of stuff. You know, and like think about it even on a deeper level. You know, than just like, okay, here's a verse, chorus, and whatever. It's like, you know, even like saying how the ending and everything else, like, it's all part of the thought process.
Yeah, that was definitely the first song that I'd written that isn't the typical structure that you have, like ABAB, you know, like verse chorus pre, you know. And this one didn't have a chorus. It kind of had more of a refrain, and then just kind of goes. I like how it turned out, and it was a different approach to it. And like every song that I write is becoming a new approach, new technique, and whatever it may be. And it's been awesome. Yeah. So I'm excited to do more.
Yeah, definitely. Is that so you've been down a few months. We got a couple co-writes things that you've been working on and things. Is that and you got a few like demos you've been working on and things. Is this something, I guess, we're getting close to recording down there?
I really hope so. Yeah. Yes. The goal right now, I mean, is to just keep writing because now that I've gone solo, it's just like I'm kind of going for a different feel than the Fevers. So the Fevers was just kind of a more rock based. We turned more into rock, especially when we lost Teddy, who was our keyboard player, which was awesome. But I'm kind of going for like a Tedeschi Trucks blend of that and Grace Potter. Yeah. Just more like, I love how Tedeschi Trucks band has like gospel influence in it. And that is like awesome because I love to sing different types of genres. And that was kind of my biggest challenge, was like, okay, if I want to change my sound, like what do I want to sing? Because I need to pick one. I need to pick, you know, genres. It's like everyone's like, what genre are you?
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard to say. And nowadays, like, to pick one, it's all, now it's like three, you know, like rock, blues, funk, or, you know, that's kind of what Fevers went by.
I guess it's labels that they, management companies or whatever, and everybody else, they want you to be kind of we want you to say your country or your whatever this. And
right.
I don't know. I've used the line a few times, but it always sticks with me. But, one of my favorite writers is Will Hoag, and lives down in Nashville, but just a great songwriter. And he, but his early stuff was pretty rock and roll, and now he's kind of a little more country. And like, and people asked him in an interview, like, "Well, what are you? You know, you rock, you're country?" And he's like, "We just play Will Hoag."
I am
like,
what I am. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, and I always love that because, like, you don't have to be certain genres and stuff, but but again, as a selling point, as if you get trying to sell it to radio and stuff like that, they want you to be in a certain lane. But I agree. I think just make good music.
Yeah. I mean, as an artist, I think people your music taste changes too, and that's totally okay. I get a lot of people who get upset when an artist goes in a different direction. They're like, they sold out or whatever it may be, their comment. It's like, well, yeah, but I mean, as you grow up as a human being, your music taste might change too. And it's like, you might have different interests, and this is how you were feeling at the time. This is what you want to sing.
Right.
This is what they want to put out. And that's okay.
It helps keeps it fresh for you and for
us. Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I've been recording some, so that's kind of the feel I've been going for, is just more of a Tedeschi Trucks with gospel influenced chords. I love that. I love like having like a 9-piece band. That's like my dream band. Cause when I played with Al Holiday in the East Side Rhythm Band, awesome guys, at Del Mar Hall in St. Louis, like I was in heaven. Because I had a horn section, I had backup singers, and the whole band. Like, that is definitely my dream band.
Yeah.
That's hard to accomplish at first, for sure, I would say. I mean, that's a lot of people, you know? But if I can get to that point, that would be awesome. But at first, definitely just kind of getting in the feel of things. And I've been writing and making demos with the people that I've been writing with. There's one guy, Max, that I met while I was in Nashville, and he actually moved back to Vermont. He was only there for the summer. I kept telling him, I was like, I want you as my, like, I would pick you as my guitar player because he was amazing. Like, he was so good and young. He was 21 years old.
Yeah.
Like, genius. And he's like, John Mayer is a huge influence, and like, he loved Tedeschi Trucks Band as well, and he could play anything. And So I immediately hit it off with him writing because he just started playing something. And I just like spat out this song, Hurt Me Good, which you'll hear later. And I loved it. I mean, I just, that was probably one of my favorite songs that I've written so far. And we did a little demo of it. He just did it on his computer within like 20, 30 minutes. Maybe he laid down the bass guitar. He did drums on the MIDI keyboard with his hands. You know, he knew how to do that. And I think he put some organ in there too. But like, that's like, I love that process, is where nowadays you can just like, because of technology, right. It's very nice to just, within that same writing session, we wrote the song and recorded it. So that way I could take it home and I put vocals on it at my place. And we can send it back and forth, and it's just a rough demo, you know, just so we can have the idea laid down to therefore practice it maybe with full band and then get it polished enough to go into the studio and actually record it.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, it's a process behind it, but I love hearing it kind of broken down too, and just like, because some people are like, wait, that's just a rough demo? Like, it's like, yeah, but that's, I mean, that's what it is before it's mixed and mastered, sure. And all that stuff, so. It's such a fun process that you can just do that. So there have been a couple of co-writes that we've done, you know, rough demos after the fact. And now I have it to send out if I need to, if I need a band to learn it or whatever it may be. And you can go back and fix things. But
yeah, I mean, I kind of told you off mic how I do love like the evolution of a song. The fact that like it might start with you and an acoustic guitar. And then, you know, maybe get to the live part where you maybe add a full band to it. And then you cut the demo. And then you kind of get into the studio where you have a full live, you know, full experience, full sound on the record and stuff. And it's just, I mean, you may have heard the song several different ways before it gets to the final version and stuff. So it's always very cool for me to kind of follow along with, you know, writers like yourself to kind of be a part of all that process. And
yeah, it's a really cool thing. I mean, and that was kind of my biggest question moving to Nashville. Like Zach and I were talking about it. It's like, how do you, so what is a good demo? Like people talk about making demos and stuff. Like, do you put money into it? Do you go into the studio and record a demo? Or is that your record, you know what I'm saying? Because like for me, it's like if I'm going to the studio, that's for an album.
Yeah.
But some people go into the studio and record demos, and they'll spend, you know, $800 to just get to the demo level. But the more you can do, the better. So if you can do it yourself, I mean, I've been told that millions of times, and it's like, it makes sense. Yeah, if you can write the song, play the song, record the song as a demo at your own home,
right,
then you're more valuable. So it's just, it's really cool. The more, I mean, I don't know. It's been a complete learning experience about even just the back end of things, like music business side too. It's like I've just kind of been asking people things and what their opinion is on this stuff. But I think these demos are just fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's not perfect. It's just kind of like to get the idea down. And that's for publishers. They want to hear, I think, more broken down mm-hmm. stuff, because they'll be able to hear how they want to hear it, if they want to actually take the song. But
yeah, I mean, and I think at that level, for sure, I think it's mostly the lyrics people want to connect.
Yeah.
You know, if that, make sure the vocals are there.
Mm-hmm.
They can kind of hear
melody.
How, yeah, what you're, they'll get the idea of what you're going for sure. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's very cool, man. I'm excited to hear, you know, some the record and get all that stuff ready to go and stuff.
I'm itching.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm just being very impatient right
yeah.
now. I mean, I'm not, it's just, I'm so ready to do it, but I don't want to jump the gun. And
sure.
It's like, I want to be sure. Like, I'm impatient. It's like, right now I want to get into the studio. I want to get out there and perform with a band. But at this point, what's more important is getting the sound that I want
mm-hmm.
and the songs that I want. So I want to be able to pick the best 5
right.
from 20. So, you know, it's just like, keep writing. And I've had even Matt and this other producer, Skylar Wilson, he's awesome, that I met while I was out there. He's just like, yeah, keep writing. He's like, you just got here. Like, this is the town for that. He's like, I don't want you to have to like spend a bunch of money and then, you know, think this is the song that you really like, but then you might write another song a couple weeks later and you regret not recording that one.
Right.
I was like, oh, I totally agree with that. So it's just like, I'm just gonna keep writing.
Yeah.
And I will get there and then finally get the group of songs that I feel best represent the sound that I'm going for.
Definitely.
So.
Well, I was you mentioned your YouTube videos that you were doing, and anybody that's listening, go be sure to go click that subscribe button,
yes.
Follow along,
please.
But yeah, you were saying kind of the different sounds that you are kind of make up what you do, and I was watching a lot of them. Although I had a hour drive up here, so I watched quite a bit. But you did a Ben Harper cover,
yep.
You did Etta James and Nora Jones, and like. I mean, there's quite a span of variety in there.
Yes.
And so it's definitely a lot of different things that make up what Jenny Teeter is.
Yeah. You know, so. I think with those, that was kind of like the, especially the collaborative videos, like when I had like other players,
mm-hmm.
I was just like, because I do like to sing different genres,
right.
like for sure. And I put my own spin on it to where it's like, it still sounds like a, I guess, a Jenny Teeter sound,
mm-hmm.
but, or, you know, vocal, but, I like to sing different ones. So, like, Nora Jones, like, that's my favorite one. Like, I love that sexy, sultry,
sure.
soft vocal. And it's easy for me to sing that type of, like, songs. I just love her. So, like, that, I picked Don't Know Why, because that was my favorite song by her.
Mm-hmm.
And then, on the other tokens, like, I love soul.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Etta James.
Yeah.
She's so good. I mean, it's so good. And so, like, there was that one. And then, what else did I do? Like, Morgan Stapleton.
Yeah.
So, Chris Stapleton's wife. And they did a duet of You Are My Sunshine. And I when I heard that, I was like, this is so cool. Like, if you listen to the actual recording, I mean, we did it just like that one. But it's so good.
Yeah.
I thought that was a really cool spin on it. And
I got to see him do it live in the at the Firebird.
Really?
Yeah, with like 300 people.
Awesome. They are so good. There's like power couple
sure.
to me.
I've got to, I've shared the story several times, but it was unreal that night. Like,
I
mean, I got to see them in a small club right before they took off. Traveler was out, but it was like right before they did the CMA stuff with Justin
right.
and all that, which blew them up to the next level. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was just, I mean, it was an unreal night just to, and like, they have that. There's something really special they have in their relationship where, like, you know, Chris just like looked into her eyes the whole night, singing to her pretty much. And, yeah. And it was really beautiful. Like,
I know. You know, so. That's awesome. And only certain people can do that, right. You know? So I totally respect that. It's just, I don't know. They're a power couple. Yeah. They're awesome.
Yeah.
So I love them. And then obviously Susan Tedeschi, you're going to hear that name a lot, yeah. Because that is like my girl. That's my idol. I love Susan. I love her. I mean, everything about her music, even her solo stuff. Like, that's how I first discovered her. But Tedeschi Trex Band is her and her husband's band, Derek Trex, an amazing guitar player. Yeah. And they do it, like, they're just like, that's power couple to me, too. It's just like, they're constantly playing, and I don't know.
Yeah.
They're awesome. I love it. Yeah. I love them so much, but...
You said Norah Jones too. I got to see her in a small room, and also at off Broadway.
What?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
She's it wasn't like billed as a Norah Jones show. It was she came in with touring with Corey Chisel.
Okay.
And she was like part of his. He had like a 8 or 9 piece band or whatever. She was a part of his band.
Sweet.
And that's cool. So Corey was like the front. He played, and then like they got Norah to do a couple of tunes, and it was just like it was crazy. Yeah, the fact that I know, you know, again, never thought I would see her in a 300 person venue or whatever. So it's pretty wild.
Yes, but is pretty cool.
It was a good night.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Going back to like the YouTube videos, just like I really like to sing. Different genres, but I think that's also like, I mean, just those are my influences, right. Though too. It's like, it's not just like one genre, because it's like a melting pot of different singers and songwriters and how they sing and write and play.
Sure.
And I think that really just like plays into what comes out of me. So it's like, you know, I love it. I don't know. So I like to. I'm gonna continue to do that, because it's just like I don't have just like one that's just like. I mean, okay, Susan, but yeah. You know, I just like, I love doing different, just like your own versions or spins on another cover. So
yeah,
that's kind of what my YouTube channel's kind of like built on, but, it's just fun. It's so fun to get together with like other musicians and just like jam, yeah. Do songs.
One thing I like too that, you know, I mentioned you did Ben Harper, which I always love hearing. A female take on a male vocal,
yeah.
Or whatever that different,
yeah.
Kind of take that flip on it and take a different approach to it stuff.
Yeah.
So it's always a fun thing for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, follow along. You got Jenny on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. And so get involved and keep up to date with all of her adventures in Nashville and on the road. You just went to New York, right?
I did.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I played a little show there at the coffee shop. That was awesome.
Is that something you want to do a lot more of? Is traveling or? Just...
Oh, I would love to. Yeah, at that point, I mean, it was kind of, I was going there for family stuff, yeah. And so I was just like, at that point, my husband was just like, "Why don't you play while you're out here?" I'm like, that's a great idea. I should. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I'm bringing my guitar anyway, so it just kind of worked out. Like last minute, I got a show there, so it was good. But yeah, I mean, once I get my band, like, mm-hmm. a new band out there. I have people on standby right now. They're just like, it's just, we need to get to that point where I'm ready to like, all right, these are the songs, learn these songs, let's get together, rehearse, let's go play some shows. Then yeah, I would love to travel and get out there, because that was kind of like the one thing that the Fevers couldn't really do outside of Missouri. Because everyone kind of had their own thing, like full-time jobs and stuff. It was more of a side hobby,
mm-hmm.
I think. And, you know, we just didn't get a chance to really travel, and so I'm like ready to definitely do that, and I want to come back here in Missouri and show you guys what I've got going on too, so people are just like, all right, let us know when you're ready, we'll get you a show, we'll get you on the book. So
nice.
They're waiting and I'm waiting too, but it'll happen soon. I think at least if not by the end of this year, then the beginning of 2018.
So very cool. Yeah, I was, so as a as somebody fairly new to Nashville, I also wanted to ask you, like, do you have maybe some advice or some do's and don'ts that you've already learned along the way that you want to pass on to anyone?
Yes. Okay, definitely do's, because this has only been positive experience for me so far. Network.
Yeah.
Like, in general, I think it's anyone, it's good to network, but especially in the music industry and in Nashville, it's like huge. It's so much is about who you know. And unfortunately, I mean, talent goes into it too, but it's just like, oh, well, you know this person. Oh, I know. And, you know, it just kind of trickles down from there, just like how I've met everybody.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't have had the experiences that I've already had without being somewhere, meeting someone, talking to them, and then there, then on. So, prime example. I have a story. This guitar. So I work at a rooftop bar in Nashville. It's at the Westin downtown hotel. It's the tallest rooftop bar in Nashville. Hey, it's pretty happening place. It's really cool.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have got that job if I didn't reach out and get random roommates. So we did that when I first, before I even got there. It's like, everyone's like, where are you going to live? Who are you living with? Well, there's this page called Nashville Rooms for Rent. Sought that out. Made a post. Long story short, found two roommates. You know, we FaceTimed. They're cool. Awesome. Did random roommates. Met her. She asked me if I needed a job. I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to start looking for something. And she's like, well, I'm a hostess at L27, which is that's the name of the bar. She's like, I bet they're hiring cocktail waitresses. You should apply. I was like, okay, that sounds good. I had no idea. And once I get there and I got the job, and it's been awesome. It's just, they always hold like music events there. Like, they just had a CMT, took over the whole bar and did a live music video for Sarah Evans, who is from Boonville, Missouri. And she's awesome. It was her, Lindsay L, and another, I think Carly Pierce. It was another girl, a country artist. And they did a live music video with like an audience, and this whole CMT crew was there. It was really cool. But there's always like cool events happening there. And so one big event in Nashville is NAMM. Are you familiar? It's like National something Merchants. It's a big convention.
Yeah.
Held in Nashville every year. A lot of artists come out to that, and it's basically like a gearhead, like all guitar companies, any kind of gear in the music is there. They're kind of promoting their new product or whatever it may be. So we had this group of guys from Fender staying at the hotel, and they're at the bar, and it was a slow night. And one guy comes around, he's just like, he's this older guy, he's just like, hey, he's like, he just started talking to me. I don't know, it was just like really random. And I was bored, so we talked for a little bit. He's like, you play guitar? I was like, yeah, actually I do. And he's like, shouts to his friend, he's like, hey, she plays guitar. He's like, what kind of guitar do you play? I was like, I have a Breedlove. And he's like, oh, well, have you played a Fender Paramount series yet? And I was like, no, I haven't. He's like, oh, well, we'll get you one. It's great. It's this and that. And I'm like, did you just say I'll get you one? What are you talking about? And so we just kept talking, and he was just talking about the industry, and he just kind of name dropped some people. Like, he signed Michelle Branch when she was 14. I'm like, okay, all right. And then he started like name dropping like Black Keys and Jack White. I'm like, okay. Keep your cool. It's like, this guy, I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but whatever. We got to the end. He's like, what are you doing tomorrow night? I was like, well, I don't know. It's actually my birthday. And I just kind of got here a month ago, so I guess I don't really have plans. He's like, well, how about this? I'll put you on the guest list. There's a private event being held at Third Man Records, which is Jack White's record label.
Yeah.
He's like, they're putting it on for us, and, you know, Lily Mae's performing, Charlie Worsham. It'll be awesome. You can go there and kind of network. And I was like, that's awesome. Yeah, I would love to do that. Thank you. And we just kind of went back and forth. We were just shooting the shit. Like, it was easy to talk to him. And I didn't get the vibe of that he was just like name dropping to name drop. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was just a cool dude.
Right.
So he's like, write down your info. I'll put you on the guest list, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay. And so did that. And he's like, so we'll see you tomorrow. I was like, yeah, I'll be there. And then he wrote down his info and his name. And so when I get home at like 2 in the morning, I looked him up. And he was the former CEO of Warner Brothers Records in Nashville.
Yeah.
It was like a huge label there. It was like, holy crap. You just never know who you're going to bump into. And, you know, the next night comes around. It's my birthday. I show up, you know, by myself, like valet. It was just like this really awesome venue. I'd never been in it's called the Blue Room, which is like the venue part of it. really cool people. He introduced me to Skyler, which is one of the producers that he's worked with. He's just like, I trust this dude with my life. He kind of does the type of music you do. He's like, he's really awesome. I want to introduce you to him. It's like, okay. And so I met him, and we've met, and ever since exchanged info. He's a really cool guy, does awesome work, like really awesome stuff. And you know, just like from that event, just like meeting him, then he introduced me to Skylar, which then who introduced me to one of his artists, Christina Train. Like, she's an amazing artist. And she's played with Susan Tedeschi, like in Tedeschi Trucks Band. And it's just like, we just had similar, you know, obviously similar love for Tedeschi Trucks. And he's like, you guys need to meet, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, that's just another thing. It's just like, you guys need to meet. Okay. And then it happens. And then it's just like one thing after another. But it's just like insane there. So like networking is huge. And like, so the end of the night, he goes, oh yeah, that guitar. I'm like, oh my God. This is happening. And so he grabbed this other guy. He's like, hey, do we have an extra guitar in the house? We need to get her a guitar. And he's like, yeah, of course. He's like, follow me. So just like went in the back, and there was just like 10, there was all these guitars on the ground. Yeah. And he's like, here you go. And he handed me the guitar for free. I'm just like, I was trying not to like be like fangirly. And I was just like, oh, you know, I was like, thank you so much. This is incredible. Like, oh my gosh, happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
I got a free guitar, Paramount. And it's just like a Parlor, so it's a mini body, and I've been playing it ever since. Like, it plays like butter. It's really nice, and needless to say, best birthday of my life. It was really cool. Like, and that, you know, I just met so many people that night that now I've become friends with, and it's one thing after another. Just, you never know who you're going to meet and what, you know, connections you may get off of that.
Definitely.
And it's just been going, you know, upwards ever since. And so, like, anyone, that's why, like, collaborating and co-writing is a big thing there, is because you're meeting new people. And, hey, you might write a song that becomes a number one hit. You know, it's like, you just never know.
Sure.
And it's just a really refreshing thing. It's good for your soul to just network.
Oh, yeah.
So that's my number one advice, long story short. Sorry. Is definitely network, because it's only been positive, like, for me. Ever since, just get out there, songwriting rounds. I've done a couple, and it's fun to do it. It's just like two songs, you know, worth. But if you want to meet other co-writers, that's a good way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely the best tool that has been for me in Nashville is a group called YEP, Y-E-P. It stands for Young Entertainment Professionals. And the best tool I've only had good things happen from that. It's just like a Facebook community group that people from the music industry are connected to. So it's literally like musicians, publishers, producers, videographers, photographers, you name it. Anyone is connected to this group, and you have to be added and like say why, you know, whatever you do. But there's like thousands of people, and so there's just posts within the group like saying, you know, maybe a musician needs a bass player for this show on this date, it's paid, blah, blah, blah. There's like, you can just post whatever you need in there. And right. So there's a lot of opportunities in there, basically. And so there's so many posts per day of just like random stuff. Like, I've gotten photo shoots from that. Like, I just did a photo shoot the other day, a smoke bomb photo shoot. They wanted two models. And so we did for free, and we got free photos out of it. It was just like awesome. It was just like photo opportunities. I mean, gigs, songwriting rounds. Hey, I need someone to fill this slot, blah, blah, blah. And like, people comment all the time. So it's just like a really good tool for a musician or anyone really connected. And it's been, I got free tickets to Mary J. Blige shows from a post from there. They were giving away free tickets, this company.
Nice.
And I won them. So I was just like, and then I made a post when I got there looking for players. And like 25 people replied to my post. They're like, I love Tedeschi Trucks, Grace Potter vibe. Like, yeah, I'm a blah, blah, blah. You know, this is who I am if you're interested in meeting up. I'm like, that's how I've met Max, the guy that I wrote Hurt Me Good with.
Right.
That's how I met Connor. I've written a couple songs with him. And just all these players. This is how I honestly started out meeting people, was through that one Yep post.
Yeah.
And I'm still going through a couple of people. Like, there's still people that I haven't had a chance to meet up with. So it's just like, that was like the best thing that happened to me there. It was like, Yep. And just like being there, getting a job at this place, meeting new people. And it's just been incredible ever since. Like, it's just been good. There's going to be obviously things that will get you down, but as long as you keep going for it, if you put in the effort, it's going to work out.
Yeah, for sure.
With anything, yeah. Really. But
well, it's great to hear that you're well on your way. I mean, like saying that, I think networking is huge. Like you said, you never know who you're going to bump into.
Nope.
So, and plus a lot of that, I think, is just being present too. Like, you know, if you're not out and about, you're not going to bump into those people.
Right.
So, like,
yeah.
you know, you can't just sit in the house all day and
got to be active.
Yeah, for sure.
Got to be active in it.
And I think that's a lot of people just kind of happen to fall into opportunities because right place
yes.
at the right time.
Oh, yeah,
thing. So
for
you,
sure.
If you're just out there doing it, people are going to notice and then, hey, she's always here. And like, I watched it. Why don't we get her in there? So
exactly. Yeah.
So
it's awesome.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, again, come hang out with Jenny and over at the industry in
yes.
Columbia, Missouri.
Yes.
Thursday night, 7 p.m. We've got a bunch of special guests, like we said, and it's gonna be a good time.
My sister and my mom, my sister's flying out with my nephew. They'll be there. My mom's coming up. I don't think my mom is there. Oh, no, she did see you. All my friends and family are going to be there, hopefully. I think they will.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's going to be a good way to just like get everyone together and hang out and play some music. Like, I love that. That's what I love to do. So it's like,
sure.
I'm so excited. It'll be good.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Very exciting. Well, again, then follow along on all the social media and we'll keep you up to date with some new music coming soon, hopefully.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sounds
and,
good.
Yeah, but yeah, I appreciate you doing this, Jenny. It's been a lot of fun getting
yeah.
to hang out and getting to share some stories. And so, thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
Rock, Paper, Podcast.
Rock, Paper, Podcast.
Rock, Paper, Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.